someone cares for you.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're getting ready to take you into a message entitled Love One Another. Get ready now. Let's go into the broadcast and we'll give you more information at the end of this message. God bless you. Let's go to the Word.
They're going to tell you you're going to sin. Now they change the word if you sin to when you sin. You're going to sin. It's just a matter of time. Find that in the Bible. And if you've digest that lie, you've digest Satan tampering with this book. Hallelujah. Is it quiet because y'all listening? Praise him, somebody. Hallelujah. I was so happy when Refuge Temple came and rescued me. Because I'm telling you, they thought I had lost my mind in Baton Rouge. I used to run in gangs in this city. I was stabbed with an ice pick in my lungs. I was shot at with a .38 automatic. I lost my mom when I was about 7 or 8, I think, somewhere up in there. My dad died when I was about 20. And my dad didn't have time to teach us any morals or anything. We went to one of the, when we moved from Mississippi to Louisiana, they moved us in one of the most immoral little cities, immoral towns that I've ever seen in my life. I didn't know what immoral was at that time. But I'm telling you, it was so much sin in that city. My sister can testify. Am I right? It was so much sin in that it called Hardwood. And we was raised up learning the ways of the world. And man, I had so much sin in my life. And I needed God to clean my life up. So now I'm excited about this way of holiness. I'm excited about this way of integrity. Hallelujah. And I'm going to die walking in holiness. Don't tell me you can't live this way every day. But they used to tell me that. And then when I got saved, I came into the church and they preached immorality to me. Well, you everybody going to sin every now and then. Find that scripture. I'll take you to every scripture they take and twist. Let him that is without sin catch the first stone. And they'll say, well, you see, everybody has sin. Wait, nobody was born again in that group. First thing. Keep reading. Jesus told people who were not born again, go and sin no more. They ain't read that one. See, if they want to deceive you, they're going to stop right there with that statement, let him that's without sin cast the first stone. That is not justifying everybody's supposed to have sin. Because if you keep reading, you're supposed to sin no more. And then he go on to tell them how to stay out of sin. He said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. So Jesus told a woman, go and sin no more. Now here's how you're going to accomplish that. Come follow me. I'm going to Calvary. I'm going to shed my blood. I'm going to send back the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost come, he's going to empower you to stay out of sin. See, and read that. Maybe I should deal with another one. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of doctrines in the air. They go to 1 John. Say, if you say you have no sin, you're a liar. Now, see, they took that and built the doctrine. You see, if you say you can live without sin, you're lying. Back up and read the context. The context said God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. And if you say you in him and got darkness in your life, you lying. You the liar. That's what the Bible say. Then it turned around and say, if you say you have no sin, if you claiming you know God and you mistreating your brother, you working unrighteousness and claiming you walking sin free, you lying. That's what that Bible trying to tell you. That Bible is not saying can't nobody live without sin. And God sent me in the public to just straighten the record up. Incidentally, that's what real apostles do. I promise you, that's the real apostles call it. They sent. And they sent first to deal with leadership. Hallelujah. Somebody said, who is this little nobody preacher over here in a little bitty building fooling with all these big preachers? Well, God sent a big preacher to rescue me, Bishop Wendell Archer. Preaching the same message. Hallelujah. I know I ain't going to finish this message. I might have part three, so I really don't know how I got over on all of that, but God's doing something. We got to love people. Okay, I'm going to try to travel a little bit here before we close. Okay. All right. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one of us may receive the things. Now, I hope you're looking at this. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Now I'm in. And please look at this, because there's a lot of teaching. That's why I'm saying a lot of the teaching that we've heard has been wrong. That's why you need to check out everything. Check me out first. And check every other preacher out too. Because your soul hang in the balance. Now, every time I've heard the judgment seat of Christ taught, they teach it like nobody going to be lost at the judgment seat of Christ. Everybody going to get good rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. You don't find that nowhere in the Bible, and yet millions of Christians believe it. Here's what the Bible say. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we may receive the things done in his body. We're in the body of Christ. What you do in the body of Christ, you're going to give an account for. And while you're in the body of Christ, you're in your body, personal body. So you're going to receive the things done in his body. Watch what we're going to receive. According to that he has done, whether it be good only. Well, that's what's taught. Listen to the average preacher about the judgment seat of Christ. And now, the reason I don't mention preachers because I hate them. I mention them because I love them. And I told you that's the apostles' calling. Leaders first. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to give a little explanation. I'm really not picking on nobody. I had an officer, a police officer, and I told some of y'all this. He comes here periodically, and he's been listening to me on the radio at least 2 to 3 years now. And he'd tell all the sheriffs downtown, listen to this man. He'd tell preachers, listen to this man. And then this one preacher was listening to me. He said, man, that guy preaching the word. But he said, but man, that sounds like preacher bashing to me. Now, wait a minute now. If I'm preaching the word and it's preacher bashing, that means the word bash preachers. It don't take a rocket science to figure that one out. If your judgment is that's preacher bashing, well, this word bashing preachers. Because you just said out your mouth, I'm preaching the word. Now, let me give you an explanation. It's really not preacher bashing. It's devil bashing. I'm bashing every lie being told people. I'm bashing those lies. Now, while I'm bashing those lies, if you get bashed, you preaching for the devil. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. That's why you got bashed. And you just had somebody brave enough to stand up and tell it like it is. So I'm devil bashing. Hallelujah. It says we're going to be judged. The things done in his body, whether it be good or bad. Now, when I cross over like Sister Jimmy did, the Bible said, it's appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. We know a judgment coming. Immediately after I cross over, I'm going to stand before the Lord. Amen. And the Bible said, on the other side, he's going to judge things good or bad. Isn't that in your Bible? Or do I have a funny Bible? Let me check. Oh, my Bible not funny? Oh, it's in yours too? Okay, so you know I'm not lying. All right. Now, Curtis Lewis is going to cross over and he's going to be looking for good and bad. How in the world I want God bringing up some bad when I cross over and I think it's going to be well? I'm going to deal with all that bad stuff right now in this vapor that I have. So when I cross over, it ain't going to be nothing bad to discuss about me. Come on, somebody. I'm going to get it right. My prayer every day, Lord, help me. God, guide me. Show me. Reveal to me my heart. David says, search me and know me. I think we ought to stop praying for these big houses and cars and pray for our heart. When we get our heart clean, God will give you a car and a house. Hallelujah. God, clean my heart up. Let me get this thing right, because I'm going to be judged. Now watch the next verse. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. Wait a minute. Why is terror being discussed on the other side? Because if you think it's going to be a glorious day and God got a list of bad things you never got right, it's going to be some terror. But if you walk in love, the Bible said perfect love casts out fear. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. When you perfect your love walk, and when you love one another with no strings attached, I'm not loving because I want something from you. I'm not loving because you did me good or evil. I'm loving because this law going to judge me when I cross over. And if I walk in love, perfect love, I ain't got no fear of the other side. Clap your hand if you ain't got no fear of the other side. Hallelujah. Because as he is, so are we in the earth. And that scripture was talking about God is love. Hallelujah. Let me make a little progress here. Look at 1 John 4, verse 16 through verse 20. Let me just read a few scriptures now. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. That goes back to my text. It says, in this the children of God and the children of the devil is manifest. Whether you love and work in righteousness or whether you're not loving and you're not loving your brother. That's how you tell the children of the devil, and that's how you tell the children of God. This scripture is validating that. It says, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. So when I'm loving, I'm in God. When I'm not loving, I done slipped over in Satan's vein. Now, I know saints don't believe you can do that. Well, why the Bible say if you're in the flesh that you're going to die? That's another message. And God in him. Now, I'm not saying God leave us when we do wrong, because if he did, he'd have been left me. I'm serious, because I haven't always done everything right. Before I was a Christian, and since I've been a Christian. But now that I've learned better, I do better. Hallelujah. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness. Look at that. This is why you got to walk in this love, so you can have boldness in the day of judgment. We're going to be judged. When you die, judgment. When you die, he going to judge you by the law of love. Did you walk in love? Did you love everybody? Did you let the love of God flow out of you? Well, when I cross over, I'm going to cross over with boldness. I'm going to look, where are you, Gabriel? Come on, where are you, Michael? They're supposed to be there. The Bible says he's going to give me an abundant entry. I don't think he's going to give me an abundant entry without the two main angels being there. Come on now, I'm just holy imagination now. I'm not trying to tell you I got a scripture for that. I'm just trying to tell you an abundant entry is an abundant entry. Everybody's supposed to be there. Curtis coming. Come on now. Paul coming. Antoine coming. Pastor LJ coming. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm going to have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in the world. He's talking about love. He's talking about just like God is love, I'm love right now. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but watch this. The Bible said, love thinketh no evil. I ain't going to think evil about you. I promise you, I'm just about finished. This is a good place to go back into evil surmising. Pastor LJ blessed me with this one. Oh, I'm a preacher who would learn. I'm listening. I want to learn from my brothers and sisters. I know Chief Apostle placed me here, but I know one thing. These men probably far more capable than me. Hallelujah. And I watch these men. I learn from them. Glory to God. The average preacher wants you to think he know everything. Come on now. He got it all together. Everybody under him. He's hiding. No, the Bible says you better become converted and become like a child or you're not going to heaven. I just throw that in because I learned and I'm in submission. Evil surmising. See, now, well, this is the opposite of love. I don't know what I'm doing out here. Pastor LJ's spirit got on me. Pastor LJ started me with this. He preached, boy, he walked all in the aisle. When I first came to Refuge Temple, I wanted to do this, and I was scared because I said, I might be out of order. Bro, when I saw you do it, I'm going out there too. Glory to God. Give him praise. Somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You started this. I promise y'all it's going to be part three because I'm going to close after this. Look, we got to walk in love. And love is not a feeling. Love is a commandment given by God. He command you to love each other. And in this house, there's a command from God to love everybody. Now, if you're going to love everybody and everybody that come through those doors, there can't be any evil surmising. In the book of 1 Timothy, talks about evil surmising. Here's what evil surmising is. It's an enemy of unity. God has made us one church. There ain't no two churches here. Ain't but one church in this house. Hallelujah. And when there ain't no cliques here, I promise you, you know, I was praying one morning, and I told Pastor LJ, because I said, Pastor LJ, the Holy Ghost told me to turn these chairs. Y'all remember how those two chairs used to be turned this way and Pastor Moore was turned facing this way? I was up Monday morning, 5 a.m. praying, and I saw in the spirit, God said, Pastor, I'm a learner, and I'm watching. The Lord told me in prayer, Pastor Moore got it right. Pastor Moore is watching. Pastor Moore is a watcher. I'm telling you, he's watching and praying, and he's scanning everything. He said, turn those chairs to where you can see everything in the house. Not judging, but discerning. Because if I'm going to love you and I'm going to shepherd you and I'm going to help you, how can I know what to help you in if I can't discern where you are? He said, turn those chairs so you can see everything and come in the house. And I didn't want to override nobody. I said, Pastor LJ, I turned the chairs. If you want yours the other way, you can. Pastor LJ said, brother, you said the Holy Ghost told you that? Brother, I ain't got no problem. These are the kind of men we're dealing with. Come on, give the Lord a hand for preachers at RTM. But the Holy Ghost said, turn these chairs around. And he said, I want you to scan the sheep. He said, I've made you a watcher over men's souls. How can I know when a wolf come in here trying to get one of y'all? I'm into the choir, wanting to join the choir. And I'm supposed to be watching. He said, watch for their soul, and I'm watching the choir. I like singing now, and I really do want to join. I wait till I get to heaven for that, though, but I got to watch the souls. Some of y'all know why I want to wait to heaven. I don't know where all this goes. Evil surmising is an enemy of unity. The devil hated this situation when the two became one. Oh, he's mad at us. You can get mad and get glad, devil, because it's working. Hallelujah. Evil surmising is a carnal speculation which comes from listening to the serpent. Anytime somebody come through these doors and you're speculating, come on now, you got some ill feeling. I'm going to watch them. Maybe they ain't like us. You better not do nothing wrong. That's the devil. That ain't God. And you ain't loving. It comes from the serpent who is always accusing someone to someone else. Watch this. Accusing someone to someone else. That's why backbiting is not of God. I'm going to be honest with you. The first day I turned that chair around, God, I ain't going to call the name, and I ain't going to get into any details. God showed me, and I ain't scared to say it, God showed me someone sowing discord, and I dealt with it in love. And the discord, now the person didn't know what they was doing, and the person repented, And don't ask me for no details because I'm not sharing this to embarrass anybody. But I'm just trying to be an example that we're going to protect this house. And I rebuke that situation and let you know we're not going to have this here. Who with me on this? We're not going to have it here. Because we're going to love. And that evil speculation going. Hallelujah. Now, I ain't called no names. Because I understand how to operate in wisdom in this. Now, if it got so bad where it didn't stop and you done warned them two or three times, I'm going to tell you who it is. That's the way you run a real church. Because that's the devil. Surmising, because it is purely speculative, is never from God. He never speculate. God don't speculate. God know. Now, if we are of God, I don't have to speculate, because if he want to, he'll let me know. Now, if he don't let me know nothing specifically about you, I ain't got no business speculating over you. Our only business I got in your life is loving you, loving you, loving you. I don't need to speculate. God got your back. He knows. Surmising is evil because its source is the devil, the accuser of the brethren, and the accuser of God as well. Its source being the lying serpent. Anytime you get to speculate and you have these ill feelings towards anybody, Satan the serpent is operating through you. Let me go to this last one here. You ought to get this. And Pastor LJ really blessed me, because I had read this scripture many times. It never done. See, now, if you're not humble enough to receive from your brothers and sisters, you won't get stuff like this. If you, I've been in the ministry 37 years, I've been placed the apostle here, I ain't nothing but a child humbling myself, ready to hear from God. Let one of these children talk from God. I'm going to be right there listening. What about you? That's humility. Listen to this last definition on evil surmising. It says, surmising take the place of faith in the heart. It takes the place of God's word. Wow. Just as it did in the beginning. Hallelujah. If they wouldn't have got to speculating about that tree and just took God's word, we wouldn't have this mess in the world. Hallelujah. It opens the heart of millions to the lie of the serpent. Evil surmising. Just as it opened Eve's heart to the slander of the serpent against God. Surmising takes the place of the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. You move out of a sound mind to a carnal mind. When you sin in this manner. And this sin can sit right there and you'd never see it. You can look, just sin. And you know, just because a thought come don't mean you sin, because you can't stop birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest on your head. When that thought come, get out of here, devil. In fact, if you get a negative thought about somebody, cast it out and go do something positive to them. Go do something positive for that person. That's how you show the devil up. It said it takes the place of peace and unity and the spirit. It takes the place of that kind of agreement between two persons, which would, all things being equal, enter their heart or their prayer power so that as touching anything that they may ask. Now, and I know I get a little tongue reading, but now look, the Bible says if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, God would do it. Well, Satan know that word has been spoken, and that anything, if two people agree. Well, Satan said, I can't get them to agree. That devil's slick. That's why he'll make you evil surmising towards me. Because if they ever come together and agree, that devil in trouble. Give God a praise offering. I'm going to give it to you.
Amen. Can y'all agree with me that that was a wonderful word from God? Amen. How many of you thank God for speaking to us, teaching us how to walk, how to live? Amen. And I believe that God, you know, we all should pray for discernment, because that way you can know when things come to you, different speculative things about one another, you can discern. You have to be able to discern. And discernment comes from the Spirit of God. And as you spend time with God, you'll be able to discern what's of God, what's not of God, what's my mind, what's the enemy. We need discernment. Amen. How many of you know Paul said we should seek those spiritual gifts? Because that way we can live effectively on this earth as godly people, loving one another. Amen. We need all of that. We need it all. If we didn't need it, it wouldn't be written. So we need it. And I thank God for this word.
Praise the Lord. We're just about out of time, but I want to thank you for listening to the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast. And if you would like to call us, you can call us at 225-243-9630. That's 225-243-9630. If you'd like to visit one of our services, you can visit us at 10414 Mammoth Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We meet Sunday at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more free teaching, go to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org, and there's a link to the Refuge Temple Ministry churches in the cities and the states. Come on out and visit with us, 10414 Mammoth Avenue. The Chief Apostle Bishop Wendell Archer or myself will be preaching in one of these services. God bless you. Apostle Lewis saying we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you.